This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, new government takes control in Israel. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Their goal was to remove Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from leadership. With a single vote difference of 60 to 59, Naftali Bennett and his coalition have successfully unseated the longest-serving prime minister in Israel's history. After the vote was tallied, Netanyahu's opponents cheered. The outgoing and incoming prime ministers shook hands. Then Naftali Bennett took the oath of office, becoming the prime minister. Prime Minister Bennett said that, "I am proud that I could sit in a government with people with very different opinions." With their only main goal being to unseat Netanyahu, the coalition is already under attack, and Netanyahu is not done fighting for his country. As long as they can keep their fledgling government together, per their agreement, Bennett will serve as prime minister for the first half of a term, and the second 2 years, Yair Lapid will take over as prime minister. The two leaders promised to mend the rift in the nation, and that by friendship and trust, they plan to keep their government in power. Celebrations for and rallies against the new government broke out that night. All Israel News reports that hundreds of religious Zionist Jews joined together at the Western Wall to rally against the new government, while in Tel Aviv, anti-Netanyahu Israelis took their celebrations as far as declaring it a holiday. Inside the Knesset, Prime Minister Bennett was already being heckled by the opposition party, and several Knesset members were forcibly removed by security for disrupting the speaker. Israel is navigating through a very difficult season right now. From the recent Hamas rockets to the political upheaval, it is increasingly more and more important to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.